Chaz and AJ News.
Okay, we have a vaccine expert on right now. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's Dr. Dean, vaccine expert. It's Dr. Dean L. Finelli, PhD, doctor, blah, blah, blah. We're linked up on the website. Lots of questions to ask you, doctor. I'm going to start with this one. What do you think of the McRib?
I'm glad it's back.
See? Huh. And he's a doctor. He's a smart person. Dean Vaccine over here.
Dean Vaccine.
Yep.
Yeah, rhymes.
So you would eat the McRib?
I would definitely eat the McRib despite not having FDA approval.
There you go. See? He's good that way.
All right. Let's get to the vaccine.
He's a man.
Will you be taking the vaccine?
Well, if it comes out, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm tired of wearing masks and hearing all this isolation business. So I will definitely take it. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, based on all the data that's out there, it looks like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the ones that are the most advanced, are extremely effective. You know, we heard over 90%. As well as, more importantly, they look extremely, the safety profile looks very favorable.
Okay, if you had to make a choice, like they're like, hey, Dr. Dean, we can only get you one. Which one are you picking?
You know, for Moderna and Pfizer, either one. You know, they're both mRNA-based vaccines, which are new vaccines that have never been developed. But nonetheless, they're similar. So as far as between Moderna and Pfizer, in my opinion, you know, either one is, they're basically the same.
See, this is going to be one of those questions I'm going to press you on a little bit. So I have two pizzas in my hand.
Okay.
All right? So you have to pick one.
Right, right.
Which vaccine?
Okay, well, let's go with Pfizer because they're more advanced.
Pfizer, okay.
And what makes them more advanced?
Well, just, you know, they're going to meet with the FDA's external regulatory body on December 10th. Moderna will meet on December 17th. So we should have both of these vaccines approved by the end of the year.
Nice.
Okay.
Now, shots, everybody.
All right. When do you think, so they're going to do frontline workers, which makes a lot of sense. When do you think the rest of us will get it?
Yeah, outside of healthcare workers, essential workers, and then those with, you know, high risk over 65 with pre-existing conditions that make them more susceptible, probably the general public's looking at the end of Q1, beginning of Q2 of 2021.
Wow.
Ooh. It's a long line to wait. It's fast getting PS5.
Yeah.
Wow. That's longer than we thought.
Right. Can you fix that for us, Doc?
Sounds about right when you're thinking about the entire planet.
Right, right, right.
Dr. Fauci yesterday... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, please. So I was going to say, when you think about the development, you know, to have 250 million people vaccinated, you know, if we start in April, we're talking about by August, we should have, you know, or at least beginning of the fall next year, we could have the entire country vaccinated.
Yeah, I see the lines for a PS5, and I think, right. Well, let's picture the whole planet in line.
Well, we have two lines. We have two lines for people.
DMV.
If we have two lines for vaccines, would that work?
Simple.
Would that be faster?
Listen, so the mask wearing, after you take the vaccine, that prevents you from getting it, giving it, both?
Great question, and unfortunately, that's one of the answers we don't know.
Oh.
You know, typically, vaccine development's a decade, so you have those years to kind of see how long the immune response lasts. So in this case, you know, it looks like, based on the preliminary data, that there is longer-term immunity, but, you know, that's only going to be able to definitively be answered after... You know, they'll be monitoring this even after these things are approved for several years.
That's
when we'll find out that data.
So that's what we don't know.
Is this an annual thing, like you get a flu shot every year, you get a, you know, COVID test shot every year?
It could be. It absolutely could be. We just don't have the answer for that yet.
Right.
Huh.
Right.
It's not too terrible.
Now, there's going to be a part of the population of the planet that won't take it.
Phil?
No, he's just last. He'll take it, but he's just...
Well, last time you went to the flu shot, remember?
I take flu shot now.
Now you do.
Okay. Yes, I do now.
Hmm. All right, back to my question. So about, you know, some of the planet will not, some people will not be taking this. Do you think that those people should not be allowed into public events? Are they going to pose a risk for the rest of us?
They could. So, you know, we don't know the data for that. We don't know how long this memory response for the antibodies will last. So certainly, you know, I've heard they're talking about putting some type of vaccine stamp in your passport, other ways to prove that you've been vaccinated. But I could definitely see a situation where people who aren't vaccinated are prohibited from going to certain events And I could see employers maybe asking their employees as well to get vaccinated.
Right, put a big AV on their forehead for anti-vaxxer.
Right.
That'll work.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. On your passport.
Right. Stamp it right on there.
I think that'll, that'll help us more than anywhere else. Right?
I think so, yes.
New York City.
Yep.
Boston. Yeah. Ashley, you have any questions? I know you're very interested in this subject.
Yeah, well, I selfishly am most concerned about my wedding, which is going to take place in summer of 22. What does that timeline look like?
We think so far, yeah.
Well, he said we should be good by then.
All right.
Yeah, we should be good by then, hopefully. Unless you're getting married in, you know, India or, you know, some country that is not as developed as the U.S. But as long as you're in the U.S. by 2022, you should be safe.
She had a hard set on India, but oh well.
How is India doing with the coronavirus? I haven't checked in on them lately.
Yeah, they're getting hit pretty bad. And you can imagine they don't have the healthcare infrastructure that we have. So, you know, you don't really know because they don't have that reporting accuracy that we have here. So the numbers that they're reporting could be much lower than the actual numbers. So, you know, and yeah, they're just, and you can also imagine these Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have to be kept at very cold temperatures.
Right.
You know, when you think of countries like that.
Refrigeration, Africa, yeah.
Yep, it could be an issue.
The Moderna one can be stored in a freezer, a regular freezer, and then a fridge for months and months. The Pfizer is different, right? That one needs like super...
Like deep freeze.
Yeah.
Like cryogenic freezing.
Special freezer, so that'll be a problem for them.
Your beer's cold, though.
Dr. Dean is on. He's a vaccine expert. We'll be linked up to all his stuff at the radio station website. What do you think about China there? That's a whole nother deal, right?
Yeah, that's a whole other deal. They're doing, you know, when it comes to the vaccine, you know, they have vaccine candidates in phase three, and they also have one that they're administering to people. I think they have 1 million people that they've already vaccinated there. So completely different thing. The four vaccines that the U.S. is really banking on now are Pfizer, Moderna, and maybe a month or two behind those two are the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines.
I'm guessing that I've seen China try to launch rockets.
Yep.
I would not be one of the first people vaccinated.
No.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, when you hear about these vaccines in China and Russia that are being, you know, authorized and administered before all the, you know, phase three and completion of phase two data, you know, it's, you know, basically treating people like guinea pigs. So I'm with you. I would not take a vaccine. You know, it's not to say they're not safe and they don't work, but, you know, you do need to test them.
Don't be that guy.
Nah.
Are we going to have to do this again? Like, the flu shot sort of changes every season a bit, right, depending on the strain. So are we going to have to develop something else next season? Like, how does that work?
Corona 2 with Lyme.
Yeah, that's a great question. Hopefully not. The flu shot, about 150 million Americans get that every year, and that's about 40 to 60% effective. So when you think about this, you know, at least the Pfizer and Moderna, they're reporting over 90%. So, you know, it could be the type of situation where, you know, you don't have that long-term immune response, and we have to get this vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, every year. But so far, it doesn't look like, you know, a lot of these most advanced vaccines are targeting. You've probably heard of the spike protein that attaches to the human cells, and that's how the cells become infected. That region has not mutated, so it looks like some consistency among the vaccines is present already. So that's certainly good news.
You think we'll go back to handshaking and all that stuff?
Hugging?
I like hugs.
You know, I hope so. I'm a handshaking guy. You know, I'm a business guy. I'm in a lot of meetings, and that's kind of reflexive for me. So, you know, I hope we get back to that. The kind of waving thing is just not for me. But
no. Yeah.
Certainly, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of hesitation even after people are vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Well, I'm shaking everybody's hand.
I just think that the flu cases must have dropped, right? Because we're all not around each other. We're all not shaking hands.
Yeah, schools are like doing like, you know, partial,
yeah,
you know, having kids in there.
Are flu cases down this year?
I haven't seen the numbers yet on the flu, but it's, yeah, that's a good point. You know, people are protecting themselves. Everybody's home. So I would imagine that you're right.
It definitely went way down, like, at the beginning of this year. So, like, it was real bad for a while in February, and then it went way down.
You know, the hand washing and the sanitizer and wearing the mask is definitely showing an effect.
This is things that they've been telling us to do for years every time flu season came around.
Wash your hands, don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll ever look at a buffet the same again.
I know.
Yeah, like a salad bar, no way.
Yeah, buffet. Doc, what do you think about a buffet?
Yeah, I'm. That's going to be one of the last things when we talk about getting back to normal. Right. Buffet is probably pretty low on my list.
Yeah.
Well, if we covered
Dr. Dean L. Finelli, PhD, doctor and vaccine expert. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to have some McRibs later.
Exactly. You should have one today, Doc, too.
Not from the buffet.
Send us a picture. You know what? It would be, he has his lab coat on, and he's taking the bite, and then a piece falls out and right on the lab coat.
Exactly. He smiles like, look, I'm wearing it proudly like a badge.
He takes the sauce, and he draws the little McDonald's logo with it.
Right. Or a little happy face. Right. He's loving it.
All right, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's like, what the hell just happened at the end?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's very confused.
Yeah.
They're on drugs, aren't they?
Hmm.
Yes.
Now we're just on McRib.
Which one did he go with? The Pfizer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pfizer.
I think just because of the timeline.
When
just
push
like
came
a week
to shove.
Earlier.
Right.
Right. They're a little bit ahead.
They're December 10th, whereas December 17th is or 18th.
I don't know about the one that has to be like super frozen.
Yeah. That's a bit much.
You know.
Right.
It's kind of like eating sushi. Like, hey,
right.
This
right.
just come in today. It's been in the fridge, right?
Plus, does a needle? Plus, does a needle stick to your arm because it's all frozen? Ah, like your tongue.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's a good question.
Don't lick the needle. Hey, when that happens, damn it.